What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 451. In this episode, I'll discuss using higher than normal doses of naloxone for opioid overdose. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode451. A recent publication in the American Journal of Health System Pharmacy described two case reports of opioid overdose where very high doses of naloxone were required to reverse respiratory depression. The first patient received 4 milligrams of intranasal naloxone, followed by 8 milligrams of IV naloxone given in 2 milligram increments until a response was achieved for a total of 12 milligrams. The second patient received 2 milligrams of intranasal naloxone, also followed by 8 milligrams of IV naloxone given in 2 milligram increments until a response was achieved for a total of 10 milligrams. Both patients arrived at the emergency department in the back of a pickup truck with multiple others who reported taking an unknown IV opioid they thought was heroin. Clinicians suspected that carfentanil, which is a synthetic opioid 10,000 times more potent than morphine, was involved in both of these case reports. Because carfentanil has greater affinity for mu receptors than naloxone, high doses such as the ones described in these cases of 10 and 12 milligrams may be required to achieve a clinical response. The existence of carfentanil calls into question the traditional dosing recommendations for naloxone. Traditional recommendation is that once 10 milligrams of naloxone is given, an alternate diagnosis should be considered. However, if carfentanil is involved, doses exceeding 10 milligrams may be required to achieve a clinical response. To get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists in their practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.